with Dr. Keith Suter.
The former US President Donald Trump has been charged again with attempting to overturn his 2020 election defeat, this time in the state of Georgia. It's the fourth criminal case brought against him in 5 months. Donald Trump is still leading the Republican candidate for the presidency in 2024. He was indicted along with 18 other allies. Good afternoon to Dr. Keith Suter from Global Directions. Keith, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Brent. Thank
Keith,
you.
I'm starting to lose count as to how many charges have been, you know, placed against Donald Trump. This is what? This is number four. If you count the civil case, I think it's five, is it not, in total?
That's right. So essentially what we're looking at now is the plot to overturn the election result. And information is coming out all the time. In the last few hours, for example, it's been alleged on American television that, in fact, the plot to get Trump re-elected, because they feared that Biden would win the election, that plot actually began before the election, because they were not confident that Trump was going to win. And therefore, you have people like Roger Stone making plans to finding a way of overturning the election result. Now, the one that we're talking about at the moment is this Georgia case, which is set to go on trial on the 15th of February, which involves Trump and a number of other people who are specifically identified. And this, of course, is well known because Donald Trump was caught on tape speaking to the Secretary of State in that state, who is the chief returning officer, so to speak, just saying, I just want to find a few more votes. Now, so that was the tip of the iceberg. What has come to light and what has been revealed by the documents presented by the Attorney General, Fannie Willis, is that, in fact, there's a plot which involved, for example, getting people to pretend that they were the appropriate electors. They were the ones who were going to be certifying that Trump actually won, rather than the real people who had stood for election. So it's going to turn out to be an incredibly complicated case. I just don't think it's going to be settled next year. It could run on for well over a year for this sort of complicated case. So that's just one. And all it required, by the way, will be one or two members of the jury simply to say, we don't think Trump is guilty. And therefore, the whole trial process falls apart because you've got to have certainty, beyond reasonable doubt, that Donald Trump is guilty as charged. So we could see a lot of money being spent, and at the end of the day, Trump still evades the punishment because he's got sympathetic members on the jury. And of course, Trump's slogan is Make America Great Again, MAGA, which also means make attorneys get attorneys. In other words, employing more and more lawyers.
Keith, you just made the reference to costs. I mean, this must be costing Trump personally an absolute fortune to defend himself. If he is successful in the 2024 election and becomes the president again of the United States, does he still have to foot these legal bills himself, or can the old taxpayer pay the bill?
It won't be the taxpayer, but it will be his supporters for making donations, they think, to his election campaign. And some of those donations are being siphoned off to pay the legal expenses.
Right.
And, of course, Trump is supposed to be a billionaire. The real issue, I think, is for a lot of those other people who are being indicted, like Rudy Giuliani, whom we know is now broke because obviously having to employ lawyers who are very expensive. And if you go back to the Watergate scandal involving Richard Nixon in the mid-1970s, Nixon was not charged with anything. He was pardoned by the new president, Gerald Ford. But a lot of his conspirators were not pardoned, and they went to court, and many of them went to jail. And a lot of them were bankrupted by their legal fees. And that's going to be the risk for some of these people who are being indicted. They're going to pay a lot of money on legal fees. So that's going to be an incentive for them actually, so to speak, to cross the floor and decide to give evidence to the prosecution to minimize the extent of the damage which will be done to them.
And, of course, this is history-making, because if Trump was to win the presidency, he would be the very first president that was actually in office that was facing these charges, and literally as the president needing to turn up and defend himself in court.
Yes, maybe wearing an ankle bracelet to monitor him. There is a particular problem, of course, because the Secret Service is there to protect him. So all this talk about his going to jail or even going into the courthouse in Georgia to answer the summons, the indictment, that also requires, of course, tight security. So everything he does, he has to be surrounded by a Secret Service, because there's always a fear of somebody taking a pot shot at him. So, by the way, another development in this court case is that the woman who is the judge in the Washington case, dealing also with this January 6th riot, she's already been threatened by a person in Texas. And this has been one of the issues of debate as to whether or not the trial should be televised. Federal cases are not televised, but Georgia do televise trials. But people are saying, well, look, if you televise them, people will be able to recognize who the witnesses are and who the jury members are, and they will get killed.
Look, we've talked about charges for months now. Is this the last lot of charges that Trump looks like facing?
At the moment, yes.
Right.
I can't say that forever, but at the moment, yes. I think he's had the four lots, and they're the ones that people have been talking about, and Trump himself talks about them. So no one's mentioning any more, but you never know what's going to come to light.
We'll watch it. We'll stay close. Thank you, as always, for your time. I'm just astounded that he's still the leading Republican candidate. Says a lot for the Republicans.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. All right, Republicans, Keith, are really supporting him. Yep.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Keith Suter from Global Directions. It is just incredible, isn't it? What's the saying? It could only happen in America. I don't know whether that's the case anymore. It used to be the case. But with all that's going on with Donald Trump, are there further charges to be faced? Well, we don't know. There doesn't look to be, but my goodness, he's got a list of charges that he's facing at the moment as long as your arm. And he is still the leading Republican candidate for the presidency in 2024.